This is Couples Goals with Sophie Kasai and Jordan Brooke on FUBAR Radio.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, the time has come. What time is it, Soph?
It is time for a couple of goals with your favourite reality TV people.
I'm Jordan Brooke.
And I am Sophie Kasai. People might know me from a show called Geordie Shore, which I started at 20 years old, and now I'm here.
It was a really long time ago.
A really long time. I've actually just turned 35 and I started when I was 20. So here we are, 15 years later. I am still around. You ain't getting rid of me anytime soon. I'm also a brand new cast member on... which is the rival show, but here I am. I'm also on that as well. I am a presenter.
So that is where I'm known from. Obviously, I'm known the best known from The Only Way Is Essex. And me and Soph have collided them two worlds now pretty well, I think.
Pretty well.
Yeah.
And I always said I would never date anybody who is in the same job as me, but here I am, and somehow it just works.
I'd like to think it's working pretty well, don't you?
Yeah, like we go to work together, we are best friends, we're lovers. People say you never mix business and pleasure, but we actually do when it works.
We do sometimes. I mean, it's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot, but when you get on as well as us two, it ain't too bad, is it?
It isn't too bad. And me and Jordan love what we do, especially doing it together. But we also have our own things going on. Jordan is a full-time barber.
I am. I'm a full-time barber, about to launch a training academy. Being a radio host with my beautiful wife while filming two reality TV shows.
Yeah.
It's quite a busy, hectic life, isn't it?
I'm actually really professional on something.
Go on.
Laying on the sofa and scrolling.
Yeah, you are. You love that.
So I've actually got a professional job as well.
But we have decided to take on this new show and present this new show to you all because we still manage to keep the romance alive, do we not?
Yeah, we do. And me and John like to think we are here for advice. We've been through a lot previously in other relationships. And we are quite weird because we do openly speak about our past.
Of course. And some people don't. But this is what this show's all about. We're going to be looking into where couples think you should speak about things, shouldn't speak about things.
Taboo subjects.
Absolutely. Taboo subjects. What is different between men and women and living together?
Yeah,
and how hard it can be.
The different, what is the word? Different opinions.
Yes. Men are from Mars, women are from Venus. Probably one of the most famous sayings out there that I really agree with.
Women just rule the world, but carry on.
Sorry?
Women rule the world.
Did they?
You'd be nothing without a woman.
That is true. It's like the song, isn't it? This is a man's world.
But we will be diving deep into what happens in a relationship after the honeymoon phase ends.
Now, we're doing quite well at making the honeymoon stage last, I think. We are. We had a little blip, which we'll openly talk about on this show.
But I think the blips happen once the honeymoon stage ends. That's when you know you're like, okay, life's different now. It's getting a little bit more serious. It's not just all rainbows and roses.
Of course.
It's like the deep relationship stuff.
Definitely. But we're going to go into how you can still keep them stages alive. You can keep the honeymoon stage alive. Mm. Yes, people have arguments. Even me and you have arguments.
Yeah, of course.
And I'd say we are a very, very good couple. But we've had our own things going on, especially with our fertility journey.
Yeah, it is.
Which a lot of you know about.
Yeah. But we're going to be taking different steps into telling everyone how to go official in your relationship, moving in together, navigating marriage and
which we're going to really quickly brush over on this show.
And we'll really be spilling the tea on what really goes on behind closed doors.
So what's coming up in today's show? Today's show is going to be, as Sophie's already said, just me and her. In future shows, we will be having celebrity guests coming in.
Yeah, we've got some great people.
We have got some really, really good guests lined up. They are, most of them are couples. Majority are couples themselves. But today is going to be me and Soph probably explaining more about us two, where we began, how we began.
Yeah.
We've got some games to play. We've got some trending couples that are in the press at the moment.
Yeah.
And we want to know other people's opinions as well. We want listeners' opinions. We're going to be getting yourselves involved. We've got questions from yourselves that we're going to try and give our most professional
advice,
loving advice on, whether you want to take it or not.
It's funny because obviously me and Jordan are from different ends of the country, so you've got the northern girls' advice, the rough and ready advice, and then you've got the southern boys' advice, which is very different. We are very, Jordan,
100%.
We are different.
And it'd be nice to know whether men from up north are different from men down south.
I mean, I can be the first one to tell you this. They are.
Yeah, there's a reason you come and found a summer,
isn't there? You know the southern girls are different to the Geordie girls. They are so different. So we want everyone, wherever you are in the country, to get in there, give us some advice, tell us as well, like what you think of different situations, your opinions. We want to get everyone involved in this radio show, and that's what it's about. We are, me and John are obviously in the public eye, but we honestly, believe it or not, or just like one of yous. We really are. Right, so let's get in there, George.
Right, so we're going to move on to our first part of the show now, which is all about trending couples in the press at the moment. Mm. And as we all know, I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, Start It Again.
No, me and Jordan are really obsessed with I'm a Celeb. Like, it is just so good. I will be honest, sometimes I watch I'm a Celeb and I'm thinking, oh God, like the cast lineup isn't that good and I don't really know who people are. But this lineup, I have got to say, it's probably one of the best lineups.
I think this is the best I'm a Celebrity I've ever seen.
I honestly do. And I think like they've really stepped up the game in all the different trials that they're doing.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's funny because being in the public eye, me and you'd say, like, could we do that? Could we not?
Oh, 100%. I'd love to do it. But this year, what I love, I'm a Celebrity is always a very fun show. But this time, it's the lies and the deceit that are going on from the new camp when they're actually in luxury, but they're not in luxury.
Yeah.
No, but, sorry. They're lying saying they're not in luxury, but they are. They've got a double bed. They've got a bubble bath.
Good at that. I'd be great at the lying bed.
Do you know what I mean? Poor Barry McGuigan's pumping a bath for Danny with ice cold water while Maura's sitting in a bubble bath like you at home.
It's just absolutely brilliant. Like, we have got my favourites. I honestly believe Talisa is probably a really powerful woman.
Yeah.
She could go really far. Now, what's the guy called that we're just a little bit about?
He's a radio presenter.
Doesn't matter.
We won't mention any names. Anyway, getting back onto the couples.
We have got my favourites.
Getting back onto the trending couples. Moira has said something that is a little bit out there, apparently.
Yeah.
And I don't think we've caught up with this episode yet.
No,
so I'm going to play Moira's clip, and it is about revenge.
Why do you keep saying Moira?
It's Moira.
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 Myra.
Moira, Moira.
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 Come on, play the clip.
But anyway, this is a clip of Moira. saying something to the rest of the campmates, I think, getting revenge on a partner. Now, let's play this and see what you think.
Come on.
When he went to the gym the next day, I got his toothbrush and I filmed myself scrubbing in the verges. He had a dentist appointment that day and I filmed it and I was in, do you know the verge? The thing.
The toilet.
Dirty.
Are you kidding me?
I'm telling you now I did.
He had a jacuzzi
outside, and this is bad, what I'm about to say. I considered taking a dump in it.
Right, hold on a minute.
That sounds like something from Geordie Shaw.
Moira Higgins.
That's a Geordie Shaw thing.
Has scrubbed a shitty toilet with her ex-boyfriend's toothbrush. Why did she do this?
He's obviously done something very bad.
Do we know who he is? Does anybody know who he is?
No, but I mean, I don't think he'd want to know who he is.
No.
I think he'd probably go and hide in now, whoever that is.
Mate, if you're listening to this, go and buy a new toothbrush because you've still got the same one.
Get yourself to Turkey and get yourself some veneers because I can't imagine them teeth are going to last much longer.
No.
But look, right, I've heard stories of this. I've heard this happens quite a lot, Jordan.
Right.
It's happening.
Hold on. You've heard that people scrub toilets quite a lot with people's toothbrushes.
I've heard worse. I've heard worse. It's
up the bum.
Vaginas, bums.
Vaginas not too bad.
This has actually happened. I'll tell you who after. But this has happened in one of my friendship groups. They'd done that to a boyfriend who was cheating and she knew he was cheating. So she, whilst he was out, she got a toothbrush and bum hole.
No way.
Bum hole. So he brushed his teeth with shit.
No way. That's a bit far, isn't it?
It's not. Jordan, if you, right, are going out, getting with another woman or cheating or whatever, that is the worst thing you can do. You deserve a bit of a shitty toothbrush. You deserve more than that. That is tame. That is tame.
No, I think it's bad. What's that? Do you know what it reminds me of? Have you ever seen the film, The Other Woman? When the geezer's seeing three women, it's like Cameron Diaz, two other girls.
Yeah, I think I have
and you. They start doing it. They start putting estrogen in his shampoo, in his tablets and things like that. So he starts growing boobs. They really take the mick out of him.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like that, but there's a line in there. Come on. But imagine putting poo in your mouth.
I mean, you farted in my mouth.
I mean, this is not that sort of show. Let's give it a bit PG.
No, you do that and you do that.
Oh, cupcake. Everyone's partial to a bit of a cupcake.
Do you know what I mean? And you haven't even done anything bad.
But also, it's not just your partner's poo. She scrubbed a toilet that's definitely had family, friends around. There could be up to at least 10 people's poo and we in there.
It could.
So, like, he's actually now got his ex-mother-in-law's poo on his toothbrush as well.
It's a full-on sewage in his mouth. You know what I'd like to know? If she ever kissed him after that.
Basically, then she's kissed her own poo, so she's lost at her own game. Yeah, who's the fool now?
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, look, I'm all for it. Look, if someone's really hurt your heart, then you do whatever you need to do to get him back. And he had no clue about that as well. That's a great thing about
it. But, Maura, you've lost because you definitely give him another kiss.
100%.
So you've got your own poo and wee in your toothbrush. Right, moving on to clip two now.
Go on, yeah.
This is about the Gladiator star, Paul Mescal. He has been interviewed and been asked about, apparently, who's the best kisser in the world. Mm-hmm. And this was his answer.
Who is the best kisser in the whole wide world?
Ina, you've asked me a rude question on radio. And I don't appreciate it. I have an answer, but I'm not going to give it. You don't kiss and tell.
You don't kiss and tell.
Right, now he is going out with Gracie Abrams, the singer, and very publicly dating her. And he hasn't answered who.
He's hesitated.
No. Put it this way. If I did an interview, we do a lot of press,
I'm getting angry now.
We do a lot of press in regards to what we do with the TV shows, Geordie, Tower, whatever one we're doing. You have to do some press and you have to answer some questions. Mm. And they ask questions like that. Now, if somebody asked me, Jordan, who's the best kisser in the world? And I
know that. I know you would.
And I hesitated and didn't say you. How would you feel?
I think I would be on the verge of ending it.
Really? Mm,
public embarrassing me, you will never. But I know you wouldn't.
No.
But even if you knew I'd kissed David Beckham in the past.
Of course.
Which I haven't, but.
Of course.
If I
had. I mean, that'd have been a turnout for the books. I wouldn't have minded. I wish I kissed him.
But still, I would always say, you're my partner, we're publicly together. Like, that would just make his partner feel like absolute shit. Mm. Especially in the public eye. Like, it's just rule number one, isn't it? It's like, who's been the best shag of your life? Obviously, it's going to be me. Do you know what I mean?
All day long.
Is it?
Absolutely, all
Thank
day
God.
Long.
Okay.
All day long, don't worry about that.
Yeah, I was waiting for a hesitation. All day long,
am I yours?
You are actually.
No hesitation at all. I'm going to marry
you. I will say, right, like our first kiss, it's scary because when you do, start dating someone, kissing's a very big thing.
Yeah.
Now, if they do, like, kiss the wrong way or not really a good kisser, that's hard.
I think it's Liam Reardon and Millie Court have just done their show kissing.
It's true.
And she said she had to, but that happens. You learn about each other. Like, you do. Sex gets better the longer you're together. Mm. Yeah?
Yeah.
Like, it does, because it goes from having a one-night stand, having a shag, to making love.
Yeah,
and trying to make
course.
A baby. Like, we're making a baby.
Make a baby,
so there's
yeah.
love there, you know?
Yeah, but the kissing thing, like, when I met you, I was like, oh, my God, I've got so lucky. He's actually a really good kisser.
Yeah, no education needed.
No, and I remember saying to you kiss like me.
Yeah.
Like, we kissed the set.
Yeah, I remember our first kiss in the street. Remember that?
I think
Paul Mescal, you've slipped up a little bit there, mate. I think you should have definitely said your bird's name.
Yeah, I think your bird is definitely going to get your toothbrush and remember wipe it down the toilet for that.
She's talking to Maura right now, planning the toothbrush thing. Remember the saying, happy wife, happy life.
Yeah.
Schoolboy, mate.
Yeah. Next one, what we got?
We're on to Megan Fox now. Now, they're a strange couple, aren't they?
She's just so beautiful, isn't she?
She is, and she was always... She was one of my childhood crushes. In Transformers, she was unreal.
I look nothing like her.
No, I'm talking about years ago. She doesn't look like that now. I don't fancy her now.
Oh, you better not, like.
No, come on. As a young teenage boy, Transformers 1, when she turned up on a motorbike.
Yeah, it's fine. I fancy Tom Hardy, and you look nothing like him. But...
Exactly. I beat him up. So Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly have revealed they're expecting their first child together after previously suffering a miscarriage, which obviously we can relate to very well, fertility journeys and things like that. They're not easy. The pair are reportedly considering some very unique names. Have we got any guesses for what their names might be? Because they're odd, right?
Like Bloody John.
Mm.
Or Bloody, like, Bloody Whore.
Or
I was going to say Bloody Harry. Like, it's just something weird.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what they do, Jord? So, like, they drink each other's blood.
What, like a cult thing?
They admit that they're in this, like, mad cult, so they do, like, weird stuff. So, like, they love Satan.
That's weird, isn't it?
Like, they are just, like, quite dark.
Or would they do, like, a name that's, like, a really... You know, when you get them old names sort of come back around, like... Gretchen. I was going to say that recess, isn't it? But something weird.
It's going to be, like, something dark, like, go darker.
Darker.
Like darker, like something, come on, you've got a crazy mind like that. Like think, not dark mind, but like, what's the very overactive mind?
Yeah.
Think of something like blood and vampires.
Dracula.
Dracula. Yeah. I think they'd have a kid and call it Dracula.
Dracula Machine Gun Kelly.
That's what I mean.
Machine Gun Kelly, that can't be his real name.
It is.
Nah, definitely not. He must have a real name.
He came out the womb and his
birth certificate doesn't... Oi, oi, I'm going to call you Machine Gun Kelly. No way. His birth certificate must say something else.
So, we are so happy for them, obviously, because we can imagine what it's been like going through that, which is just absolutely horrible. And you know what? There is one thing I actually did. When I actually seen this, I had to look up her age, because I was like, oh my God, like, because I thought she might have been a bit older because she's been around so long. But she is, I think she's 37 or 38. And things like that, weirdly, when I look at celebrities in the public eye and falling pregnant,
of course,
it gives me like hope.
Yeah, absolutely.
In a way, I do sort of look up to things like that, and I think, look, like if they're doing it, Kourtney Kardashian, I think she was in her 40s. So things like that give me hope.
Definitely.
And seeing, you know, people talking about in the public eye as well, like someone as famous as Megan Fox talking about miscarriage and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, things like that really, really inspire me. And I think it's so hard to talk about. And look, congratulations to them and whatever crazy, bizarre names they're going to call the kid. I'm sure the kid will have a very happy, wealthy life.
I do. I wish Machine Gun Kelly, Megan Fox and AK-47, their new
child,
for their best and happy wishes in the future. Anyway, moving on to our next section of the show now. We're on to Couple Dilemmas, where every week me and Sophie are going to be given a couple dilemma that we're going to debate and discuss together.
Yeah.
Now, the dilemma this week is, how do you know when the person you're dating is the one?
Okay.
Let's do it. Let's do this quite quick,
I will.
Let's do this as three points that you look at that you have to tick to think, yeah, they're the one.
Mine's a weird one, because I just think when you know, you know. It is like...
Of course.
When I say that, right, when I've met people in the past, I'm like, oh yeah, I really love him, he's the one. But I just knew they weren't. I'd say it, but I knew I didn't mean it. But when I met you, there was a different feeling. Like, it's like your gut just tells you that they are that person. Like,
yeah.
Spiritually, I'm going. Here we go. Spiritually,
here comes
it's just the energy. You just, when people used to say... When you know, I was like, I'll piss off. But when you know, you know.
Yeah.
So I generally believe in that one.
I think so. One of the points for me as a man who's been in relationships in the past, I was quite a person that would run if an argument would occur or something I didn't like. I was very used to being on my own, that I was the typical, right, phone number, radio silence, ignore, and just go my own way and be quiet, cutthroat, and not horrible, but to protect myself, I suppose. But then when I met you and times got hard, my whole mindset changed from running and just thinking, right, Nancy, it's not for me. Mm. I would come up with a strategy to make it better.
Mm.
And to know you were someone that was worth doing that for
made
me realise you was the one.
Yeah, and I think laughing.
Yeah.
We always say, if you can laugh together, then you can do anything, because laughter... I don't know what it is, but when we first met, we used to laugh. We still do, but we used to laugh so much every single day. And we still do, like,
of course,
in bed together on a night. Like, last night, we did have a laugh when...
It wasn't funny.
It wasn't funny. But, Jordan hates to be scared.
Yeah.
But last night, I thought it was really funny to scare him.
Not a fan.
And he always gets such a fright.
If you ever see in the press that Sophie Kassai and Jordan Brooke split up, that's because Sophie scared me.
I just love it so much.
She's made me jump in the house, and I have the ump for about an hour afterwards. So that nearly ended it last night. So we'll cut that off there.
Yeah, but yeah, I do think finding the one is definitely got to be, like, you've got to be laughed at, you've got to be best friends. That's the thing. Like, you don't want a relationship where it's strictly just a boyfriend, just a girlfriend. You need to be best friends. You don't want to be that couple who like to do things separate all the time. Like, yes, I know it's healthy, but you want to be able to do them good things together, like go to the pub together and do them fun things together.
Definitely. And for me, I think it is that when you're ready to accept to work on things rather than running away, that means that person is always worth fighting for.
Yeah.
That's my little bit of wise advice on the couple dilemmas.
Think, commitment as well, like knowing that they'll commit. And, you know, I do think when you meet the person for the first time, you've got to set boundaries and you've got to put that, like, right there from the get-go, really. Mm. Otherwise, you're in your relationship when you're trying to change things and set boundaries.
That's it.
You set up for a fail.
So that is mine and Sophie's take on our couple dilemmas this week. We're going to go to our first ad break now, and we'll see you in a couple of minutes.
This is Couples Goals with Sophie Kassai and Jordan Brooke on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, guys, and welcome back to one of the best radio shows you were ever going to listen to. And that is Couple Goals with me, Sophie Kasai, and my left hand arm, but he is the rock to my life. It is...
Jordan Brook. I was just thinking of who it's going to be then, but it is me. Anyway, we're going to delve into a bit of an extended interview now. This is the stage of the show where we would normally have a guest, but today we're going to give you a bit more info on me and Soph and our lives. Yeah. And we're going to start with, everybody knows how we first met, we've covered that quite well, but we're going to talk a little bit, we're going to be a bit, heartfelt here and talk about what's been going on with us and our life and what Sophie's got coming up. Mm. Soph, do you want to give it a go?
Yeah, like this year's been quite hard. Obviously, the start of the year, I did lose my nan, which Jordan was just amazing. You were so good with that, Jordan. And that I feel like, you know, losing anyone, and especially whether it's friends or family, like, you never prepare yourself for grief. And, you know, I went through quite a lot of grief this year. Mm. And not only that, me and Jordan went through fertility struggles, and that was really hard. And I think going through the grief of my nan, and then me and Jordan going through grief of not having a child, weirdly, even though, like, touch wood, we never went through a miscarriage or anything this year, and we haven't been through that, but the grief every month of not having what you want, that baby, it has been really, really tough for me and Jordan, hasn't it?
Yeah, and I think so. And I think I'm obviously, first things first, I'm so proud of you and everything you've done this year in regards to that. But we were sort of a bit naive to the fact, me and Soph, well over 18 months ago now, and we decided to go on this fertility journey, that it was sort of like the typical come off, not that Soph was on any contraception, but come off contraception, leave it in and have a baby.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's not that easy.
It isn't. And some people it is.
Yeah, and this has been the hardest part, I think, of mine and your relationship. Mm. And we really have covered that in your new show, haven't we, that's coming out?
Yeah, which is coming out really soon. I think it's 15th.
16th, Monday the 16th of December.
Monday the 16th of December, that does come out. And look, I'm looking forward to it. Me and Jordan went through so much this year. And when MTV and Paramount approached us and they were like, oh, do you want to do this? And I was like, you know what? I've openly talked about it now, but if I can help at least one woman to get pregnant or be relatable in what I'm going through, then I've done something right in the world,
of course.
And not only that, it's obviously give me and Jordan a little bit of a push to get like more tests done and find out a little bit more.
Yeah, definitely.
And look, like, it has been such a tough few months.
It really has. And it sort of started when we realised it wasn't going to be that easy. It started back when I had my sperm test done, which was one of the first tests I had done.
Yeah.
And I'm very thankful to the TOWI team there. They really supported us through that.
Yeah, they were brilliant.
The Geordie team supported us through everything with our fertility journey.
And
the fact that me and Sophie can give you, the public, an insight into our journey and how it has been, and obviously me opening up that little bit about men and how they should speak about it more, that was very, very hard to do. Mm. But again, thanks to Dan Diags, Roman, my friends, being there for me. So men, if you are going through the same thing, definitely talk about that.
Yeah,
because me and Soph weren't talking about it. And I was being a typical man. I was going to work. I was going to cut people's hair, coming back in from the salon. And we just found out another negative pregnancy test. And I would not take it out on Soph, but I wouldn't talk to her.
Yeah.
So then between me and you, there was a riff.
Mm.
And it became hard. And we've now got to the stage of where we communicate so much better than ever.
I remember like taking these pregnancy tests when I was doing my period and it coming negative, and I just couldn't bear to tell Jordan.
Yeah.
So I just keep it to myself. And I was like, oh, I think I'm due on. But I knew I wasn't pregnant. So then I knew I was due on my period. So there'd just be times like I'd just sit there and I was like, just can't tell him.
And it became the thing of when you'd sit in the front room and be like, what's wrong with you? And you'd be like, no, I'm fine. What's wrong with you? And you'd be like, no, I'm fine. And we really weren't.
Yeah,
you know?
I know.
But we've got stronger through that, and we are still fighting for it. And there is going to be a little baby Brooke at some point.
Honestly, I've got hope for both me and Jordan. And for anyone out there who is, you know, in a similar position, just talk. Talk. If you want to reach out to me on DMs, reach out to me. Or if your partner wants to reach out to Jordan, like, reach out to him. And also, the show is going to raise so much awareness. Mm. And there is tests that you can get done. And there is things out there that can help you. And one thing I do always see is most people do get that beautiful baby in the end. Like, science is very advanced these days. And there's always going to be the light at the end of the tunnel. So for anyone going through it, me and Jordan totally can empathise with you, and we get it, and we're all on this journey together, aren't we?
Yeah, definitely, of course. And obviously, we are now going to talk about sort of our plans for the future and where me and you are going. And that is, the baby has been The baby has been at the forefront of our future plans for such a long time now and still is every day. And I feel like we're coping with it better. We're talking to the right people to get ourselves there. Mm. And we want that, which will happen.
Yeah.
Other plans for the future, naturally.
I'm just going to sit back.
Naturally,
I'm not getting involved in this.
The talks come in a relationship of when it is time for a ring.
I'm not even putting my 50 pence in here. I'll end up walking out.
No, don't walk out.
We've talked about this so many times, you've just taught me to shut up now.
I have. Gents, you can agree with me here, yeah? Any gent listening now that has proposed or is thinking about proposing, it is the only moment you get as a man, really, where you're fully in control, yeah? Sophie Kasai, my beautiful wife, is such a control freak when we do anything, any parties we do, anything we're doing, she has to be the one doing the plans. She likes everything to be done her way. Little spoiled Sophie.
John, you've got to remember, like, I have been on my own for a long time.
Of course.
So it's not just that.
Of course, but what I was
and
saying is...
being self-employed, right, people who are self-employed, you end up being a control freak.
Of course.
Because you are in control of your whole life.
Of course.
So when a man comes into your... you know, your world,
yep,
is very hard to adapt.
Of course, but what I'm saying is, when it comes to this, this is something I'm in control of, yeah? And I will make it the best day of your life, yeah? Which I've always said to
and
you.
I've got all faith.
As a man, you can't win because Sophie turns around and says, oh, like, when am I going to get a ring? When are you going to do it? When are you going to do it? Now, if I went and did it tomorrow, she'd go, you're only doing it because I told you to do it. Yes, she would.
I'd be like, that's because I really pressured you. No, right.
You didn't even want to do it. I told you to.
You know what's really hard? Like, Geordie Shore, when the next series comes out in January, there is a scene where, you know, I am thinking about it quite a lot because I'm thinking, oh my God, I look like an absolute jealous bitch here. But James proposes to Leah.
Yeah.
And
amazing couple, by the way.
Oh my God.
An unbelievable proposal.
Everyone knows James is like a brother to me. Anyways, he proposes to Leah. It's the most perfect proposal. It was just beautiful. In Thailand, you know, it's out there in the press now, so we can talk about it. But there was a moment when that all was going on and everyone's congratulating them and everyone was excited and she was showing her ring. There was a moment where I was like, it's like when I see pregnancy announcements as well, I had to run into the toilet and just have a moment.
Of course.
And I was like, oh God, I'm just having a moment. I feel really bad because I want to be happy for them, which I am. Mm. But as well, I'm quite sad for myself because it's not happened to me yet.
Of course.
And James has did it before. Anyway, so I sat in the toilet and just had a minute, forgot I had a mic on, looked to the left and there was a camera in my face. I thought, that's it. I was like, this is going to go out there and I'm going to look like an absolute, like, just jealous bitch. And, you know, when I talked to the producers about it, I said, look, they were like, do you want it, Sean? I went, you know what? Just go for it.
Yeah.
Because I know a lot of girls can understand where I'm coming from. Mm. You know, when we do see other engagements or other baby announcements, things like that, we do give a little nudge to your partner. You go, oh,
cool. Tell
look
me
at
about
that ring.
It. And the thing is, when you get to our ages now, obviously, I'm touching 30, so's touching 50.
You, honestly.
I'm touching.
Need the Botox, love, not me.
I'm touching 30, so's touching 31. And
you said I look 30 on the drain.
And you do see the people getting to the next stage of their lives now, which is people proposing, people having babies. And obviously, we've had to watch pregnancy announcements, a lot of them recently out of our mates, which has been tough. And engagements, like James's one when we was away and everything like that. But like I said, I think you have to have a little bit of faith in your partner. If you know you're with the right partner, which I'd like to think you do, and I just pulled off the surprise birthday party of the year, by the way, and you didn't have a clue about it. I want to pull off a surprise like that times 10. So all I'd say is let me.
Of course, but I do get the fear because you do see these people who have been with the partners for like 10 years and the partner still hasn't proposed, or 5 years, anything like that. I'm like, I need commitment. I need commitment before 5 years. Like, I think that's really, really long. But I did speak to a friend and she was like, look, you want a baby, you want to be proposed to, you want a marriage, you want all them things.
If we do it all now, what else have we got to look forward to?
Exactly.
You pack me up and move on with someone else.
Well, I said that if you don't propose within 5 years, I'm off. But look, I know them things are going to come. And when they do, it's special. And there's no rush. Of course, no rush for weddings and proposal. Baby things are different because of the woman's body clock. But when it comes to proposing, look, I'm happy to get married at 40, love.
Yeah.
You've got plenty of time.
Of course.
Engagement next year.
Yeah.
Anyways.
We'll leave the engagement with me, but I do think that. I think, and listeners, listen, we want your points of view. We want you to, if you watch a show and you've got a similar story to the engagement that we can talk about next week.
I'd like to know how long people think is like the time frame to be proposed to. Like, what are we seeing on average? So are we seeing 5 year, 2 year, 3 year? Or
you could be ruining a lot of relationships here because there's definitely people
let's
sitting
get them,
on
let's get them in.
11,
I want to,
12, 13
I
years.
I want to talk to some men. If they've been if they're doing 10 year and not proposing, we've got chats.
Right, listeners, we want you in next week talking about... No, we want some questions in, sorry, for next week talking about...
How long have you waited for your ring?
How long have you waited for your ring? Ladies, how long have you been waiting? Men, if you waited that long, why have you not done it? And when should be the right time to do it?
Yep,
we want people's proposal stories.
Yep.
And tell us how you proposed. I need some tips.
I can give you some.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
The reason
I haven't got enough paper here in front of me to write down what you'd say.
You know the ring, though.
Yeah. Oh, of course. Harry Potter.
You know, like, I've seen a lot of people, like, women have actually picked their own ring and like
yeah, I don't agree
fully
with that.
Went with the men.
I'm quite old school there. I don't agree with that. Mm. I mean, I can't wait for the day that I ask your dad and talk to your dad. I get with your dad so well.
Yeah.
And I know it will make his day.
When you go, are you planning on asking his hand?
Stop fishing, because I'm not going to say.
My mum said that the other day. She went, like, is he going to ask me if you can take my daughter's hand in marriage?
No, she'd say yes anyway. She'd have said yes straight away.
Why are you? You can have a man. you know what? It is so fun because we really wanted to do a show like this, didn't we, Jordan?
Yeah, definitely.
And it just came at the perfect time when we've been through a bit of a hard year.
Of course.
You know, we've filmed a lot of TV shows, whether it's Towie, Jordy Show, Fertility Show. We've done so much this year.
Of course.
And it's came to the end of the year now. And we can talk about the year that we've had, the year before that, and everything that we've been through. And I think me and Jordan, we're very good talkers and we're very good listeners.
I think so.
And we want to listen to a lot of other people's like advice and, you know, things that they've been through and be here to help people as well as tell our own story.
Of course. And I love the dynamic of couples, you know. I do think we've got some really, really good guests lined up coming in as well. And I think that being able to give a male point of view and a female point of view and how different we looked at things. We're going to do some games where it'll be me and the other fella guest against you and the girl guest couple v couple, Mr. and Mrs. You know, this is a really fun way of exploring couples, and we always wanted to do something like this. Help couples, have fun with some couples.
Yeah.
And listen, there might be couples out there that really need our help. I think you're so good at advice. I'd like to think I am as well.
Well, I've been around the block.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I've dealt with a lot, and so have you, Jordan.
Of course.
And we've finally got our happy ending.
Of course.
I mean, this show could be our make or break, Jordan. Make or break.
It saved me a lot of money on that ring if it was a break, I tell you.
Nah, never. That's one thing me and Jordan done. We've got really strong, haven't we, this year as well.
We have.
We can end it on a high, love,
We can end on a high. And let's involve some fun in this radio show now. We are going to play our first game. We're going to play a different game every week. But today's game is real or fake. Now, we're going to get lists. We'll read out one at a time.
Yep.
And we're going to discuss whether these celebrity couples were real couples, have been real couples, are real couples, or fake.
Okay.
And made up, yeah?
Okay.
So we're going to go first one off the list.
Shawmances then. Pretend he's Shawmances.
Either that or just completely try and imagine them. We're going to work out if that was real or fake. So if someone said, for example, Jordan Brooke and Sophie Kassiah, they was a real couple.
Yeah, right.
So we're going to move on to the first couple, which is Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Emma Watson. Now that is basically putting the biggest WWE star there ever was with Hermione Granger.
So you've got, do a quote
please,
for, you do.
Listen to that.
Well, I know, yeah. So can you smell what The Rock is cooking?
Yeah.
And what's Hermione's famous line?
Alohomora.
So can you smell what The Rock is cooking? Alohomora doesn't really go.
No. And like, look at the size of him and the size of her.
Yeah, that is, no.
Imagine if they was in their full get-up, yeah? Obviously, he's been in loads of films, but dress him as like...
He's in his little pants.
Dress him as The Rock with his armbands on, and her in a school robe.
She's got a little Habra-Cadabra thing on.
Do not talk about Harry Potter, Habra-Cadabra.
Don't even get me started.
That's not a real
Harry
spell.
Potter.
All you Harry Potter fans out there,
I just don't get it. Harry Potter's just the biggest ick.
So, are we in agreement that Hermione Granger was never with The Rock?
Never.
Yeah?
That's chalk and cheese.
It's fake?
Is it fake?
It's fake. Well done, Woo! Sophie. It's fake. Right, moving on to the next one. We have got Mila Kunis and Macaulay Culkin. Now,
I think that's real. I don't know why. It's given
Kevin,
real.
Kevin from Home Alone.
It's given real.
What, when they was kids? Because I don't remember it recently in the press. He took, is that like a childhood little one when
yeah,
they was really young?
Yeah, but you've got to remember, I'm older than you. I think this was a thing, you know.
Well, after Home Alone, obviously, when he was a lot older. Or are you talking about like a little thing when I was at school? Did they go to school together?
I think they had a kiss behind the school school hall.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think I can envision it.
That was a real couple.
I think like that,
no,
a little
listen,
kiss.
They was a real couple.
They were?
Yeah.
Told you. Told you. My generation, Jordan.
Right, now we're moving on to Tiger and Avril Lavigne.
No, you don't mix R&B with rock. It's just not a thing.
No? Give us a little bit of top one of Tiger's songs.
Where?
Is that, are you broken? Are you stuck?
Well, that's his tune, of course. Where? The one that is...
And then one from Avril Lavigne?
He was a skater boy. He said, see you later, boy. It just doesn't go, so, does it? It just doesn't go.
What do we reckon? Real or fake?
I don't know. Was Avril...
I'm going fake. I don't think Avril Lavigne was a Tiger.
Didn't someone say Avril Lavigne died?
No.
Or was that not her on the... What's that one that she went away on a flight? Something happened. It was a conspiracy. So Avril Lavigne's still alive?
Avril Lavigne, to my best of knowledge, is still alive. Yes, she is.
But she didn't get with Tiger.
Was she with Tiger? So, give me your answer.
Well, Tiger's not going to date Kylie Jenner, but previously dated Avril Lavigne. Like, come on.
So you're saying fake?
Fake,
I'm saying fake.
Fake all over it. Fake's my bum.
They was actually a couple.
No, they weren't.
Yeah, they was.
R&B and rock collided.
No, and only recently.
What?
Only recently they was together. He was riding a skateboard down.
I bet he was. And what? And he made her wet. Wet.
Are you sounding like a CD that's stuck?
Yeah.
Right, moving on to our next one. This is one of my favourite actors of all time. I love him.
One of my favourite rappers.
Tom Hanks and Cardi B.
Nah.
Surely not.
Cardi B is like a stripper. She's from the ends.
Yeah, mind you, Tom Hanks is... Never travel anywhere with Tom Hanks.
Why?
Well, if you look at the list of what he's done, Castaway,
yeah.
Sully.
Oh.
What else has he done?
What happens? He just gets lost
Captain,
in the villa.
Captain Phillips.
Oh my God! You don't want it. I can't imagine him to be trapped with Cardi B anywhere, because she would. She'd probably do your head in, but.
God, she'd ruin him. Can you imagine Cardi B shagging Tom Hanks?
She would give it a good go. Like, honestly, you want to see her twerking, Jordan? Like, I love Cardi B. I'm a big fan of her. You're obviously a fan of Tom Hanks, aren't you? But it's just not... I mean, he's probably been there when she's been at the strip club. I can imagine that.
Yeah?
Yeah, dirty boy. He's been there. He's watched her back in the day in Miami, being on that porn. He's went, there you go, love. There's a couple of dollars. But right. I don't think they've...
I'm saying fake. I'm 100%, no. I'm 100% sure on this one. And the answer is fake.
Yes.
Tom Hanks and Cardi B
fake
was...
Fake is her bum.
Never together. Yes. let's go down to one that I... Because I don't know a few of them ones. Let's go down to... Keanu Reeves and Lady Gaga.
Who's Keanu Reeves?
Neo at the Matrix. John Wick.
Oh, see, that's just your thing, but Lady
Gaga. You know Kanye West. You know Keanu Reeves is. Long black hair. John Wick. Got a blue staff like ours.
How do I know a guy with long hair and a dog?
John Wick, the film. Oh, all right, Matrix, Neo. Leather jacket, black glasses.
I don't watch these things. I actually don't know. Lady Gaga, though.
All right. I wouldn't say there was ever...
I don't know, I think they do.
Yeah,
something sounds weird. Staffy dog, long dog hair and Gaga, that is her type.
Yeah?
She loves the staff and the
gown. So you're saying real, I'm saying fake, yeah?
I think it's real.
And the answer is fake. Keanu Reeves was never with Lady
God's
Gaga.
Sick.
David
Beckham and Jerry. David Beckham and Jerry Halliwell.
Never, because he's obviously with Posh.
No, I think this is real.
No. Was he with Jerry first?
I think they had a fling first. I think. When I watched the documentary, I'm sure he mentioned it.
No, he wouldn't. So you're telling... I thought he always... When I've... No, I wish I did know David Beckham. I'm talking like I know him.
I'm telling
but
you.
But he always wanted Posh.
I think they went on a date. Is it true?
It is. You're right. Wrong. It's fake. David Beckham was never with Jerry Halliwell. It was always Posh and
Becks. That is me to a T. I've just made a complete scenario in my head the way I believe it.
Yeah.
That's scary, that, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. We're going to go on to the last one now.
Yep.
Now, this I can't ever see being real. Tom Cruise and Cher. So Tom Cruise, one of the... he's probably my favourite actor of all time.
I don't know,
Maverick. So you can imagine like Tom Cruise riding his motorbike being really cool in like Mission Impossible and she's on the back. And
she's like, do you believe? Love after love.
What do you think? I don't think they was ever together. Sure. Actually, Tom Cruise is older than you think. Tom Cruise is touching 60. He looks good for 60.
Odd.
Likes an older woman, me and you.
Oh, someone said I look like Cher with my curly hair. Do you believe?
And I was named after Tom Cruise in one of his films.
Maybe it was.
Maybe it's a sign.
Come on, let's give them a go.
And I've just bought a motorbike. Do you want to get on the back and sing Believe?
Yeah, 100%. I think they were. I think they kissed.
Oh, I'm saying real, purely off the back of me and you. Tom Cruise was with Cher.
Yay!
Do we know what year they was together? Yeah, we're going to look it up.
I want to know if it was a kiss or they went full way or like a proper like thing.
That's mad. That's why we ended up together. Tom Cruise.
Sure.
Right.
Now, I don't know if that's a compliment or not.
Well, I don't know. Put your curly hair back in and we'll see.
Okay.
1985 they was together.
Really?
Yeah.
God.
You was born.
Jump on.
Right. That is the end of our game this week. We'll be back with another game next week. And for now, we're just going to go to break two. We'll see you in a couple of minutes.
This is Couples Goals with Sophie Kasai and Jordan Brooke on FUBAR Radio.
Hello and welcome back to Couple Goals with Jordan Brooke and Sophie Kasai.
Woo.
Now we are on to the last section of our show now, which is all to do with you beautiful listeners.
Mm.
Now these are your questions and horror stories where me and Sophie are going to answer some of your questions regarding relationships. And we're going to invite you now. We want you to send all of your problems, questions, anything to do with relationship, horror stories. You can send that.
We want to hear it all.
Yeah, we want to hear it all. You can send that via voice notes to the show. So if you check all of our socials, all the information there of how you can send us these voice notes will be on our Instagram and socials. Now, Soph.
Yeah,
this
go
is
on.
The first question we have been sent in.
I feel angry already.
I really want your opinion on this one. Ready?
Oh, God, yeah, okay.
So my girlfriend is considering dumping me because she keeps having dreams of me cheating on her. Even though I've never cheated on her, she picks fights with me and won't let me hug or kiss her. What should I do?
Right.
Talk about personal experience a minute.
Okay, so there's when I've read about dreams and stuff, there's a reason why you have sex dreams. Every dream means something, okay?
Yeah.
So with the sex dreams, it means something.
Right.
And it makes you think that when women have like sex dreams, you feel like you've got it because there's a gut instinct.
Right.
So we think that. We think, oh, my God, I'm having cheating dreams because he's cheating on us.
No. But you've had so many, not so many.
No, but I'm
But you've done that to me. I've woke up and you fully won't speak to me and you go, you kissed someone else last night in my dream.
But I get where she's coming from. She's probably thinking he is actually doing it, right? Which will probably be a little bit of her insecurities. She's probably been through a lot in the past. So now she's thinking, oh, my God, he's doing it to me, but that doesn't mean it. It just, I'm sure there's a reason for it. It's like, it's sexually.
It is funny.
I need to Google it.
It is funny how dreams affect you though. Because I have dreams like, I can have an argument with someone and I wake up with a raging hump and you thought, no, it's a dream, but you really are affected by who it was.
Yeah.
Like, I've had an argument with your mum in my dreams and I wake up and I think, oh, your mum's doing my thing, which she's not. I love her to bits.
Right, are you ready? So the main reason, dreams of infidelity can represent an acknowledge of fear that you are neglecting your relationship in favour of financial or business concerns.
Yeah, but you've had them about me. You've fully woken up and I said, you're right. And you go, oof.
Yeah, because it just, for that split minute, you think, oh, how dare you? Like, how dare you do that and interfere in my dreams by sleeping with another woman? Like, it is vile, vile. And it does. It makes you get a little bit angry. And it takes a little while. I think a good hour to forget.
Dreams are mad, though. And I'm laughing. I do not want you to tell this story on here, by the way. And I've got full control of your mics. If you try and tell it, I will turn it down. But how about the dream yet about me in prison?
What was that one?
When I was in prison. Do you not remember?
No.
Yeah, you
what
do.
What is it? I don't want to know.
No,
don't
no.
bring it up because there's been so many.
No, it was bad. It was really bad.
Is that with a really big penis?
Yeah. We'll leave that on there. We'll leave that one
but
there.
But yeah, I do think dreams means like you do have something on your mind, especially when it comes to the sexual things. Oh, you're just really horny and you just need a shark.
Mm.
But there is no need for it to be horrible to you and not be able to kiss or cuddle.
What would I do as the man? I would plan a lovely night for just you two. I'd get her some lovely lingerie and I would have a lovely night just you two shagging. So all she can think about is you, not you shagging someone else.
Yeah, I just generally believe that sounds like someone who is really horny. She just needs a good shag.
Yeah, absolutely. Right, on to our second question now. This is a weird one. The name my fiancé wants to name our baby is the same name of her first love. Am I in the wrong or is this weird?
No, going a little bit off topic. There's a similar scenario where, you know, like ex-boyfriend and girlfriends might talk about baby names.
Right.
But then you meet someone else and you call it the baby name you've always wanted, but it was with your ex.
Right. But this similar was actually thing. But listen, this was actually the name of his ex. Like
nah.
If you tried to call my son
it's
your
hard.
No, listen, if you tried to call your son, my son, our son, your first boyfriend's name, I'd be like, absolutely not.
It's not okay. But if it's a common name,
no.
Like something like Craig.
No. For me, it's a no-go.
It is a massive no-go. Like, yeah, it is a massive no-go. But if it's a common name and you've always wanted that name.
If we had a lovely little daughter and I tried to call her my first bird's name, what would you say?
I'll be like the same name as mine.
No, my first bird's name.
Oh, I don't know our name, so I'm glad.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
But you would never let that happen.
I wouldn't. No, I
actually,
wouldn't.
It would be awkward if it was your name because it is the same name as my ex-bird.
Exactly. You've got away with that one.
I've really got away with that. I can call my daughter the same name as my ex-bird because it's your name.
But I think, it is bad because it's like you're going to look at that kid every day and think that is your ex-boyfriend. Like, you're going to just be reminded of his name, aren't
you?
So I think that's a no-go. But, you know, going off topic as well, like, people plan these baby names for a very long time. And maybe she had that before she met the ex. You don't know. You don't know the real scenario, Jordan.
Yeah, true. But I think it's weird. I don't think you're wrong. I don't think you're in the weird. I would tell your fiancé to absolutely do one. I think there's so many names out there, you know. Have a look at what Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly are going to call
it. Yeah, tickly fuck with their book. Call it Vampire or something, or Dracula.
No, there is so many names out there. You don't need to call it anything like that.
No, you don't. You don't. But yeah, you know, I think you just need good chats there. And look, having a baby is such a special moment. You don't want to be reminded of anyone's ex-boyfriend when that pops out the vagina.
No, especially if you're having dreams about it as well, like the top question. They're two. My advice for both them is, I've said the one about the first one, have a lovely romantic night with your girlfriend. And then the second one is, absolutely do not let them call it that name.
You know what, when it comes to baby names, there is so many out there, and me and John are always stuck on one.
We've got ours, haven't we?
We've got ours,
and you're never gonna know.
Actually, we've got both.
We have got both,
boy and girl.
But until it happens, they're gonna be firmly sealed under our belt.
Yeah, I think baby names now, people keep it such a secret. It's like such a secret thing now, isn't it?
I think it should be those. Nice.
Yeah.
And the whole finding out what you're having thing, I mean, we will do a gender reveal because I know you love a party. That's the only reason you're going to do it. But I'd like to.
What about
I'd like
to have it as a surprise. Baby shower?
Yeah, all right, we'll do both.
You were so impatient. That is a lie. You were so impatient. You will need to know what it is. I can't ever imagine you settling thinking, yeah, I don't know if I'm having a boy or girl. Like, you were so, you've got OCD. You would need everything sorted for that baby.
Yeah, true. I'd like to get the bedroom sorted and everything like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be exciting times, isn't it? We've got some exciting times ahead.
We have. But we have got so many exciting times ahead, especially on this show as well. We've got great things coming up. But
that's it.
For that, we George.
Have. Well, unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, we have reached the end of our first episode of Couple Goals today. So have you enjoyed it?
I could just sit here all day.
It's
I'm ready
good.
For another hour.
No, thank you for everybody listening. You can watch this or listen to this on the app, on the Fubar Radio app, or on the Fubar Radio website, or on your smart speakers. Just what do you have to say, Soph?
So you're ready? Hopefully this works. Alexa, play Fubar Radio.
Yeah, and if it doesn't understand Jordy, you ready? Alexa!
But there's so many places and ways to watch this, and obviously this will be all over social media as well. So please show me and Jordan some love and get your questions in your comments and voice notes and whatever you want to do. Like, share, just help us get it out there, and we will 100%
That's
be
it.
Helping you as well.
You'll be able to listen back to our show on any good podcasting platforms. But for now, it is going to be goodbye. We will be back next week with an amazing guest, actually, or guests. There might be two.
Yeah.
You might be lucky. And we're going to be playing some games with them, talking more things relationships, what's good, what's bad. We'll slip the marriage question again. We managed to cover that today. Thanks for your help.
But yeah, you have got us every Monday at 3 p.m. So make sure you're listening at 3 p.m. every Monday this week and next week and forevermore.
And we will see you next week. Goodbye.
See ya.